Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyato d'shmayim Meruba. We're about to begin Parashas Korach, which can be divided into two topics. Topic number one, the machlokes of Korach v'Hadassah against Moshe Rabbeinu. And this takes up most of the parasha, the first 70 psukim, until the middle of the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Yudches, Posuk Zayin. And the second topic, Matnos Kehuna v'Leviyo, the gifts given to Kohanim and Leviim from Perek Yudches, Posuk Ches, until the end of the parasha, 25 psukim. And let us begin b'siyata d'shmaya, the first topic of the machloikes, Korach v'Hadassah against Moshe Rabbeinu, which according to Rashi, according to Chazal, and Seder Oilom, and Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, takes place soon after the Chet HaMeragli. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhor ben Kehos ben Levi, ודוסון ואבירו מבני אליאוב ואוין בן פלס בני ראובן. And Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kehos, the son of Levi. Notice, it doesn't go back one more generation to tell us Ben Yaakov or Ben Yisrael, as it does in Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Over here, it doesn't go back to Yaakov Avinu. Rashi will tell us why. So this Korach, he took. What did he take? Rashi will have two pshotim. And together with him who joined his machloikes, Doson and Aviram, the children of Eliyav, and Oin, the son of Peles, these three people, Doson, Aviram, and Oin, were all from Shevet Reuven. Says Rashi, Vayikach Korach, Parsha zu yofen nidreshes, Bemedresh Rabbi Tanchuma. This parsha is darshan beautifully in the Medresh of Rabbi Tanchuma, and Rashi will quote many parts of it. Vayikach Korach, what did he take? Pshat number one. Lokach es atzmoy letzad echod, lihiyot nechlak mitoicho eido, loirer ala kehuno. He took himself to one side, he separated himself from the rest of Am Yisrael to contest the validity of the kehuna. Vezeu shetirgem onkelus ve'ispeleg. Ispeleg means nechlak mishar oedo lehachazik b'machloikes. He separated, he took himself away from the Edo and he started a machloikes with Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi proves, where else do we find that a person can take himself away from the tzibur? The lashon of vayikach could apply to a person himself. A person can say to the Eiv, the friends of Eiv tell him, may koch acholi becho. Namely, your heart has taken you to separate yourselves from other people. Ad kan pshat number one, in vayikach Korach, what is it that he took? He took himself. Davar acher, vayikach Korach, moshach roshei sanedroi shebohem midvorim. In the very next pasuk, we're going to see that Korach joined with himself, the roshei sanedroi, the heads of the Sanhedrin, to join him as machloikes. What does that mean? He took them. When you take a person, it means you convince him with words to come with you and join. And that's what Vayikach means. He convinced the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to see in the next Pasuk, to join his machloikas. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kehos, Ben Levi, V'lo Yizkir Ben Yaakov. The Pasuk does not go back to Yaakov Avinu as it does in Sefer Divrei Hayomim, Rashi will soon quote. Why not over here? Shebikesh rachamim al atzmoi, shelo yizocher shmoi al machlekusom. Yaakov Avinu specifically David, then his name should not be mentioned in the context of a machlokes. Shenemar in Parshas Berein, Parshas Vayechi, and the bracha is that Yaakov gave Levi, b'kaholom al teichad kevoidi. I don't want my name to be mentioned when they gather together with the machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we find the Yaakov is mentioned? When Sefer Divrei Hayomim, it's showing you the yichus of the Leviim, and they sang al haduchan in the Beis Hamikdash. Over there it says Shenemar ben Eviosov ben Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kehos ben Levi ben Yisrael. When it's in a positive light, there it does mention Yaakov Avinu. Rashi wants to know, why is it that Doson and Aviram specifically, they were the one that joined Korach in his machloikes? And for Rashi, Bishvil Shoyo, Shevet Reuven, Shorui Bachaniosom Teimono. Shevet Reuven were the neighbors of Korach. household, Shevet Reuven in their camp was on the south. Shochin leKohazu Bonav Achronim Teimana, neighbors with Kohaz and his children, which also are camping on the south. Therefore, Nishtatfim Kirach b'Machlekusoi. Kirach is a descendant of Kohaz. Oy leRosho, oy leShchenoi. Woe to a Rosho, woe to his neighbor. You got to choose your neighbors wisely because they will affect you. What was the trigger that caused Korach to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu? And for Rashi, he was jealousy. He was jealous that Elitzofan ben Uziel was appointed as a Nosi. As we saw in Parashat Bamidbar, Elitzofan ben Uziel was a Nosi of Bnei Kehos. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, did it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. But Omar Koirach, Achei Abo Arbo Hoyu. My father was one of four brothers. Shenemar, and Posuk in Parashas Vo'iro, Uvnei Kehos, Amram V'Yitzor, Chevroin V'Uziah. Amram HaBechoir, not Lushnei Bon of Gdula. Both his children, Aaron and Moshe, they got the high positions. Echot Melech, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, Echot Kohen Godl, Aaron HaKohen. Meiroi Litoi Lesashniyah, who's next in line? Who's the next son after Amram? That's Yitzhar. And Am Yitzhar's son, Loyani, isn't me that's deserving for the next position. Shani ben Yitzhar, Shu Sheni la Amram. Vehu and Moshe Rabbeinu Mino Nosies ben Ochi Vakoton Mikulam. The son of the small, the youngest of the brothers, Uziel. Hareni Choyle Kolovo Mevatel Ezvor. I'm going to argue and be Mevatel what Moshe Rabbeinu says. How does he do it? How do you convince the masses that Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong? He gathered 250 heads of Sanhedrin, as we'll see in the next pasuk. Rubon mi Shevet Reuven Shchenov, most of them from Shevet Reuven, the neighbors of Kohos. Behem Elitzo ben Shdeo v'Chaverov v'Kayoyitze boy, people like him and of his stature. Shenemar Nesiei Edo Kriyei Moyet, Choshev of people, the heads of the tribe. Ve'ulalonu Oimer Ele Kruei Ho Edo. People that are called for the Choshevah gatherings. They'll be shon talisoy shel kulon tcheles. And he put on all of them talisoys, which are fully made out of tcheles. Namely, the beged itself was made out of the tcheles, the blue material. Bov omdu lifnei Moshe. Omru loy, tell us. Talisha tchula tcheles. Chayevet betzitzis oy petura. A talis that is fully tcheles is chayev to put on tzitzis or not. Amolahem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, chayeves. Why should it be different? He schilu leischek olav. They began to ridicule Moshe Rabbeinu. And they asked him, Efshol tali shel min e'acher, chut echot shel tcheles pointro. What is the point of tzitzis? The Pasuk tells us at the end of Parshas Shlach, that al tzitzis akonov pesil tcheles. Ure'isem oisoi. Look at the pesil tcheles, which chartem is called mitzvah Hashem. That will cause you to remember the mitzvah Hashem. So if you have one string of tcheles, that's enough to remind you of mitzvah Hashem. Zushet kulot tcheles, leitifteres atzmo. A beggar that's completely tcheles. Shouldn't that remind us of mitzvah Hashem? And that should patter it from having to put tzitzis with tcheles on it. The Medrash darshens this shtick that Korach v'Adosai pulled off from the Smichus, from Parshas Korach, is written right after the Parsha of Tzitzis with Tcheles at the end of Parsha Shlach. B'nei Reuven, says Rashi, Doson v'Adirom v'Oin ben Peles, is going back on all three people, not just on Oin, but on Doson, Adirom, and on Oin. Posuk Beit v'yokumu lifnei Moshe v'anoshim mibnei Yisroel chamishim u'masoyim Nesiei Edo Kiriei Moed Anshei Shem. And Korach and Doson Aviram and Oin ben Peles, they got up in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and they joined together. They convinced the 250 Roshei Sanhedrois, Nesiei Edo, the Choshev people. They joined the Machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayiko alu al Moshe ve'al Aharon v'yemeru aleihem rav lochem ki chol hoido kulom kedushim uvesechom adoinoi umadu atis nasu al kehal adoinoi. And they gathered against Moshe and Aharon and they told them, you have taken too much honor for yourselves. The entire congregation, they're all holy. We all heard from Hashem Yisborach the first two dibros, Anoichi and Lo Yielcho. and Hashem dwells among all the nation. Mele you, Moshe Rabbeinu, I hear. You're the only one that heard all 10 diboys from Hashem. But as far as Aaron is concerned, he's just like us. Why does he deserve to be the Kohen Gadol? So why are you, Moshe and Aaron, collectively setting yourself above the entire nation? Why does Aaron deserve to be a Kohen Gadol? Says Rashi, Rav Lochem, Harbe Yoisa Midai Lukachtem Latzbechem Gdula. Too much honor, too many positions have you taken for yourself. Kulam Kedoshim, why? Because Kulam Shomu Dvorim Misinai Mipia Gvura. We all heard the first two Dibois. Umadu Atishna Se'u. Why do you raise yourself above the entire nation? Im Lokachto Atzma Malchus. That I hear, Kuras willing to accept that. But Lo Yehoyo Locho Levare Alochicho Kehuno. Why does Aaron deserve to be a Kohen Gadol? Loi atem levadchem shematem besinai onoichi Hashem Elokecho koloi nashom. We all heard it. Pasuk dalet vayishma Moshe vayipoil al ponov. And Moshe hears this and he falls on his face in despair, as Rashi explains. Vayipoil al ponov mipnei machloikes. This is a fourth time that Am Yisrael is doing a sin. Number one, Chotubo Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them, Vayichal Moshe. Number two, Bamis Oinenim, they complained in Parshas Behaloyscho, Vayispalel Moshe, Moshe davened there too. Bameraglim, in last week's Parsha, Vayimel Moshe Lashem Veshomo Mitzrayim, Moshe again davened for them. But now the fourth time, Bemachlekuse Shel Koirach, Nisrashlu Yodov, his hands became weak. Why? Moshe Le Ben Melech Shesorach Alovi. Marshal to a son of a king who sinned against his father. Upies olav oihavoi, and the friend of the king was Mephias, appeased the king. Pam ushtaim v'shalosh, once, two times, and three times. Barkesh esorach revis, the fourth time the son messed up. Nisrashlu yedei oyevahu, the friend's king became weak. Omar, and he said, Ad Mosei atriach ala melech, how many more times could I be matriach on the king to forgive his son? Shem lo yikabe oy mimeni, he may not receive the appeasement from me anymore. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is vayipoil al ponov in despair. How many more times will Hashem listen to me? Pozuk hei vayidaber el koirach vel kol adosoy leimor boiker. V'yoyda adoyno yes asher loy v'es hakodosh v'inkrivei lov v'es asher yivchar boy yakrivei lov. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and he speaks to Koirach and to all the people that joined him, Doson, Avirom, Oin Ben Peles, and the entire Adosoy, the 250 Roshei Sanhedrois. And he tells them, Boiker, let's wait till the morning, tomorrow morning, to resolve this issue. Now, it's probably somewhere in the afternoon, everybody just ate. Could be some of us had a cup of wine or two, maybe we're a little bit drunk. Could be we're a little bit drunk from machloikes, from jealousy. Let's wait till the morning, when we're fresh and clear-minded. And then Hashem will let know who he chooses to be a Levi and who he chooses to be a Kohen. The Ramban explains, for Koirach, in order to convince the 250 Rosh Hashanah to join his machloikes, he brought in another issue. Who says that Levim are supposed to be instead of Bechoirim? The Ramban says most of these Rosh Hashanah were Bechoirim themselves. And Koirach tells them, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Avodah away from you. Therefore, you should fight for it. The Bechoirim deserved to do the Avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own decision. It wasn't Hashem telling him. Says Moshe to Koirach and Adosoy, in the morning Hashem will tell you who that he chose the Levim, and Hashem will chose you who he chose as a Kohen. Ve'hinkriv Elov, and he will bring them close to him. Ve'isashayiv chabo yakriv Elov. Rashi will explain the repetition twice. Ve'kriv Elov. Rashi will tell us the first one is referring to the Levim, and the second one is referring to the Kohanim. Says Rashi, Boiker ve'yoida ato. Now at the time, people are drunk either because they literally drink wine or because they're drunk of machloikes. You know, jealousy can make people crazy. It's improper to come in front of Hashem at this time like this. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? What was his intention? Moshe Rabbeinu is procrastinating, pushing them off. Shemo yachzeru bohem. Hopefully by the morning, they'll come to their senses and do tshuva. Boiker v'yoynasim ashtashel loy la'avoynas levio. that it's levim not a bechoyrim. Ve'ez hakodosh lekehuna ve'hikriv oisam elov. Here we have a machloikis in the Mefarshim, what Rashi means. Either ve'hikriv oisam elov is referring to the levim, and the second, ve'ez hashayiv chabo yakriv elov, is referring to the kehuna, or ve'hikriv elov is referring to neither levim or kohanim, it's referring to the 250 men that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them to bring Keturis, try your luck, and see if Hashem really wants you. Vikriv Elov, not he really wants them close, but rather he will command you to come close, and that will be the test. Referring to the kohuna that will be chosen. Two pshotim in the Mefarshim and Rashi. That Targum Moichiach Kein. Targum proves that the Pasuk is referring to both Kohanim and Levim. That's according to the first pshat of Rashi. He's proving from Targum that the two vehikriv and yakriv, one is a Levi and one is Kohanim. As Targum says, v'yikarev lo kodomoihi. And the second one is yikarev l'shimushe. The Targum switches the Elov, because the first one is Levim, therefore it's lo kodomoi, close to him. And the second one is l'shimushe, to be mishamesh, mamesh to Kohanim. And according to the second pshat I mentioned, the karev lekodomoi is referring to not bringing close as an avoidor, but rather bringing close to do the k'toyres. V'ikrev oisam elov is referring to the 250 men, and the second one is ashayiv chabo yakrev elov, referring to the kohanim. So either way, according to both pshatim, Rashi says mefurish. Isa shaloi is referring to the levim, v'esa kodosh is referring to kohanim. The two pshatim are just arguing, how does Rashi learn the first v'hikriv elov? Is that referring to the levim and then yakriv elov referring to the kohanim? Or the v'hikriv elov is referring to the mosayim v'chamishimish to bring the ketores? Either way, there's a big comma after the word v'es hakodosh. V'yoyda Hashem eis hashaloi v'es hakodosh, comma, v'hikriv elov v'es hashayiv chabo yakriv elov, the two pshatim and Rashi. Says Rashi, Umed Roshoi, Boiker, what does Moshe Rabbeinu want with the morning? Omar lo Moshe, Gvulo Yitzchilik HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Boilomoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up clear borders in his world. Yecholim Atem Lafoich Boiker LeErev. You think you can change morning to evening? If you could do that, Kein Tuchlu Levat Lezeh, Shenema Vayi Erev Vayi Boiker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated evening from morning, night from light. And over there it says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayavdeil Elokim Bein Oiru Vein Achoshech. And the very same word in Sefer Divrei Hayomim, it says about Aron HaKohen, Kach Vayibodel Aron HaKdishoi, the same Hashem who separated between evening and morning, the same Hashem separated Aron to be the Kohen Godel, and you will not be able to change that. Posuk vav zoi sasu kechulochem amachtois koirach v'chol adosoi. Says Moshe to Koirach, this is what you should all do tomorrow morning. Koirach and the 250 men should all take shovels. And what should they do with that shovels? Posuk zayin. Usnu vohen eish vesimu alihen ketoires lifnei adonoi machor vehoyo hoish ashriv char adonoi hu hakodosh rav lochem ebnei levi. And take those shovels and put on them burning coals. And on top of the burning coals, place k'toires. Do this, you'll do tomorrow morning. And the man that Hashem has chosen him already. It's not a decision he's going to make tomorrow morning. But tomorrow morning, you will know who Hashem has chosen. That's pretty obvious. But Moshe Rabbeinu wants Koirach v'Adozai to make a diuk. And the diuk is the main point over here. But the one Hashem has not chosen, .. will end up dying from this k'toires. K'toires is a dangerous thing. It could stop a magefa, but it could also kill people depending how it's used. Rav Lochem Bnei Levi, says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shevet Levi, you have taken upon yourself way too much to argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Rashi L'Chaira learns the Poshe Pshat and Rav Lochem Bnei Levi. You have taken upon yourself too much. You went too far to argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi has another Pshat, maybe a Drash, where he says, listen well to what I just told you. I told you something very big. Before you act upon it, think. Says Rashi, Posuk Vov, Why would Moshe Rabbeinu pick this as a test? Omar lohem. Bedalchei ovdei kochovim, by the goyim, ovdei avodah zarah, yesh nimusim harbe, there are lots of types of avodah zarah, v'kimorim harbe, many types of priests. Ve'kulom miskavtzim bebayis echod. What, you think they all gather in one house? They have one base avodah zarah? They have many bote avodah zarah. Or according to the other girsa, ve'ein kulom miskavtzim bebayis echod. They don't all gather in one house. But by us, it doesn't work that way. Onu ein lonu elo Hashem echod, oroin echod, v'toicho achas, v'mizbeach echod, v'kohen godol echod. V'atem osayim v'chamishim ish mevakshim kuno gdoilo. Well, you all want to be kohanim gdoilim? Afani roitze bekach. I also would have wanted that. Clearly, that's not what Hashem chose. Hey lochem tashmish choviv mikoil. This is one of the most special korbonos that Hashem likes. He acturis achar vivo mikol korbonos, but v'sama moves nosun besoichoi. It's very dangerous. It's also capable of killing. Sheboi nisrefu nodov and aviu and nodov and aviu. Pasha Shmini died because they brought unwanted k'tures. Lefirach Yisro bohem, Moshe Rabbeinu warns them in the next posuk zayin. V'yoyish asher yivchar Hashem hu hakodosh. Kvar hu b'kedushoso. He was already chosen. Do we not know that? That's what the test is about. Make the diuk. I'm warning you, so you shouldn't die. I'm trying to save your lives. But the rest of you are going to die. A shovel with a handle. Rav lochem bnei Levi, says Rashi, Dovo godoy lomarti lochem, I told you something great, something very big. Contemplate, think about what I just told you. L'chayra, this is a drash, the poshe pshat Rashi will say at the end of the posuk. But maybe this is also a pshat, Rashi means they two pshat. Frank Rashi, v'loy tipshim hoyu, wasn't this a foolish thing to do? Shekach yisabohem, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, that all of you are going to die except for one. The kiblu aleim likav, and nevertheless they took it upon themselves to bring the k'tiras. What are they, crazy? Says Rashi, Elohim chotu al nafshoisom. They knew they're going to commit suicide. Shenemar es machtois achatoim oile benafshoisom. Their chet was, part of their chet, that they committed suicide benafshoisom. Frank Rashi, mele the 250 people I hear. They did something foolish, but v'koirach shebikeach hoyo maro l'shtuseh. Or Koirach was a wise man. Why did he fall into this mishagas? And v'ot Rashi eino hit atu. In beruach ha-kodesh, he saw, and that's what fooled him. Ro shalshelesh gdoy lo yoytze mimenu, he saw. Beruach ha-kodesh, he's going to have great descendants coming from him. Shmuel Anovi, sheshokul keneged Moshe v'Aharon. As we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Moshe v'Aharon nochoy Anovi, Shmuel b'koyri shmoi. Shmuel is equivalent to Moshe and Aharon. And he came from Koirach. Omar, if that's the descendant that's coming from me, must be b'shvilo anim limlat, I will be saved from this death. Sheshokul... Kulam 24 mishmorois of Bnei Levi. We're gonna come out of Shmuel Anovi, which comes from Koirach. Shenema kol eile bonim lehemon. The Pasuk Divrei describes the 24 mishmorois in the days of David HaMelech. All children of Hamon, and Hamon was a descendant of Shmuel Anovi, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomi. After Koirach sees all this in Beruach HaKodesh, Omar, all this greatness is coming from me, v'ani edoim, and I should be quiet. I shouldn't stand on the covert of my family. Lekach nishtatev lovoi lo'oiso chazoko, she'shoma mipi Moshe she'kulam oivdim ve'echod nimlat. He heard very well what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that ashayiv chaboy Hashem wa kodosh. But he thought, Tov etola ba'atzmoi, he was sure it's going to be him. Because look what's coming out of me. Shmuel Anovi, 24 Mishmorois, from the descendants. Of course it's going to be me. Namely, Rashi is telling us that 250 men, they knew that they're going to their death. Hachatoyim eile b'nafshoisam. But Koirach was really convinced that he's going to make it out alive. But veloy ro yofe, the truth is, he did not see well in his Ruach HaKodesh. True, all these great people came from him. That's because levisha bonov osu tshuva. His children did tshuva. Moshe oyaroya, Moshe saw the truth. Koirach did not. Tanchum. Rav Lochem, says Rashi, dovo godoy lentalte me'atzmechem lach loika lakadosh bonchu. You went too far to argue in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A different pshat, and Rashi started off the pasuk in the Rav Lochem and Levi. Above Rashi said, listen, I'm telling you something great. Listen. And over here, Rav Lochem, you are taking something, you are arguing something way too above your head to argue in HaKadosh Baruch Pasuk Ches, Vayimah Moshel Koirach Shimono B'nei Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Koirach, and when he sees his stiff neck and brazen forehead, he says, this guy is a lost cause. Let me save the rest of Am Yisrael. Let me speak to the rest of his Shevet. I shouldn't lose them also. Says Rashi, Vayimah Moshel Koirach Shimono B'nei Levi. Rashi's bothered by it. He starts talking to Koirach, and then he says, Shimu B'nei Levi, and for Rashi. He starts talking soft to Koirach. The word Vayomer, Vayomer as opposed to Vayedaber. Vayomer is soft speech. Kevon Shero Kishay Oiref. Koirach is standing there with a stiff neck. Omar Anchelo Yishkatfu Shara Shvotim. I don't want all the Shvotim to join this machloikes. Vayoiv do Imoy, they'll also be killed with Koirach. Adaber El Kamel Kulam, let me speak to everybody. He's Chelezarez Boyem Shimuno Bnei Levi. The problem is that Rashi says, actually, so let me speak to everybody, and then he only speaks to Levi. According to that, he should be speaking to all of Am Yisrael. Akasha. Some additions in Rashi don't have the word Sharashvotim. Rather, actually, in the singular, that the rest of Shevet Levi will join. Because Shevet Levi may have an invested interest over here. He's arguing on the concept of the Kohanim. We all want to be the Kohanim. Who said the Kohanim are different than the Shevet HaLeviyah? So if you have that Girsa and Rashi, then the Rashi reads a bit better. Posuk tes ha-me'at mikem ki hivdil aloihe Yisrael eschem me'adas Yisrael na'kriv eschem eilov la'avoid es avoidas mishkan adoinoi v'la'amoi lifnei hoido leshor esom. Is it not enough for you, Shevet Levi, that Hashem has separated you from the rest of Am Yisrael? He brought you close to do the Avodah and the Mishkan and to sing Shira. Says Rashi, V'lamoid lefnei ho'ido lo shira laduchon. You are the ones, the only ones, that say Shira, not Am Yisrael. V'yakre v'yizecho v'ez kol achecho v'nei Levi toch uvikashtem gam kehuno. Now he turns back to Koirach personally. Hashem brought you, Koirach, close, and all your brothers, the Bnei Levi. And now you want to be Kohanim also? Says Rashi, V'akri v'yizecho lo yizeh sheirus sheirchik menu shara adas Yisrael. The service that Am Yisrael was pushed away, they can't do it. Only Levim could do it. And now you want also Kehuna. Posu g'ralev lochei nato v'chol ados echo anu yodim al adoinoi. Says Moshe to Koirach, the entire assembly that assemble against him, you should know, you and all of you that are assembling, it's not about me. You're assembling al Hashem. You're arguing al Hashem. It's not we that made this decision. What do you want from Aaron, the poor guy? He was given instructions. What are you kvetching about him? He didn't do anything wrong. Says Rashi Lochein Bishvil Kach. You should realize ato v'chol adosecho anodim itcho al Hashem. Ki bishlichus yosisi lo seiz kehuna la'aroin. Hashem told me to give the kehuna to Aaron. V'lo ilonu hu ha-machloikez hazeh. This machloikez has nothing to do with us. You're arguing in Hashem. The way Rashi learned the pasuk, there's a big comma after the word hanay odim. Lochein ato v'chol adosecho hanay odim al Hashem. Posugud bei vayishlach Moshe likroi ledoson veladirom pnei Eliov vayoymeru loy naale. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a last chance, as a last resort. He calls, he sends for Dosov and Aviram. He wants to speak to them, and they say, we're not coming. But that's what they should have said. We're not coming. But they said, loy naale. We're not going up. We're not going up to where? Says Rashi. Even if you're not the person that started the machloikes, do whatever you can to stop the machloikes. He's running after them to make peace with them. They should have simply said, we're not coming. What's loinale? We're not going up. Pihem hichshilom. What we call in English a slip of the tongue. Nibo ve'enu yedea manibo, sort of a hidden prophecy, of self-fulfilled prophecy. She'en lo'em elu yerida, yeah, we're not going up. From here, we're only going down. Posuk yud gimel hame'at, ki he'elisonu mi'eretz zavaz kolov udvash la'amitheinu v'amidbor, ki si histori oleinu gam histori'er. Not only have you taken us out of a land flowing milk and honey, Mitzrayim, the beautiful land of Mitzrayim, La'amiseinu b'midbar, to put us to death in this desert. Right? That was Nigzar and Chet HaMeraglim. We're all going to die here in the desert. After all that, Kisi Storir Oleinu Gami Storir. Now you're bossing us around. You're telling us what to do. You gotta ignore the Aliyah of Sheni. We're in the middle of the chutzpah of Dosan and Aviram. Ah, lo yeler ezavas cholov udvash avi yoisanu, batiten lo nu nachalas sode v'chorem ha'inei ho anoshim hoheim tenakeir loinale. You didn't bring us to the land flowing in milk and honey as you promised us when you took us out of Mitzrayim. You didn't give us a portion of fields and of vineyards. Even if you were to send people to poke out our eyes, we are not coming up to you. Says Rashi, Vatiten Lonu. Hadova Musa val loy ha'omu lemalo. The word loy, at the beginning of the Pasuk, Yudalid af loy el eretz, has to be repeated. And loy nosato lonu nachalos devokorem. The word loy is a long loy going on the whole Pasuk. You told us in Parsha Shmois, Ale Eschem Oni Mitzrayim, El Eretz Toivo, Urechovo, you're going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Mishomo Yisrael, you took us out of a land of flowing milk and honey, but Veloy El Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash Avio Yisrael, that part you did not fulfill. Elo gozalto leinu lamiseinu b'midbo. That's what happened in Parsha Shlach by the Meraglim. We're all going to die out over here. Shenema lonu, shomarto lonu, b'midbo gazei yiplu pigreichem. Ha'enei ho anoshim oim tenaker. Afilu ato sholech lenaker es eineinu im loinale elecho. Even if you threaten us, that if we don't come, you'll poke at our eyes. Loinale. Even though they said ho anoshim hoheim, you poke at their eyes. But it really means their own eyes. They don't want to talk about their own eyes being poked out. So it's like a Loshon Saginoir, a euphemism to put it on somebody else. Posuk tezvo v'yichal Moshe me'oid v'yoymer el Adonoi al teifin el minchosom loy chamoy rechod mehem nososi v'lo yari oisi es achad mehem. If the posuk would have said v'yichal af Moshe, that would have meant Moshe got angry. But it doesn't say the word af. It says vayichal le'moshe me'oid. Says Rashi, nitztar ad le'moshe. He was very pained. He was very saddened. Vayomer Hashem, Moshe turns to Hashem, al teifin el minchosom. Do not accept their k'toires that they're going to bring tomorrow. That's the poshup shot. Rashi brings a drash. All of Am Yisrael have a chilek in the Tomishel Shachar and Tomishel Bein Arbaim. Do not accept their part in the Tomishel Shachar and Tomishel Bein Arbaim. Why is that? When I came from Midian to Mitzrayim to save Am Yisrael, what did I come for? To save them. I didn't ask anybody to pay for my travel expenses. I didn't take any donkey from them, nor did I do any bad to any one of them. I'm undeserving of this treatment I'm getting from them. Says Rashi, Vayichal Moshe Moid Nitztayr, Ad Lemoid, he was very pained. Al Teifin El Minchosom Lefi Pshutoi, Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to Haktoi Reshei Makrivim Lefonecho Mocho, Al Teifin Aleim, don't turn to it. All of Am Yisrael has a chilek in the tmidim. Do not accept their part in the tmid. The fire shall not consume it. I didn't even take even one donkey from one of them. to save Am Yisrael. V'erkavti es ishti ves bonei ala chamoyer, v'hoyo lilito il oisei chamoyer mishaloyem. They should have paid for that, my travel expenses. Lo inatalti elu mishali, I took my own donkey. V'etalgum unkelus shechoris. Targum says lo inatalti lo shechoris. Loshen arami kach nikris angario shel melech. The taxes that a king collects is called shechoris, shichvur. The taxes that I, as the leader, deserved, I did not collect from them. B'maymer HaMuzgal, up in Parshas Ba'alo Yisro, I mentioned to you the difference between a tlisho gdoilo and a tlisho ktano. Tlisho gdoilo is a mafsik, and a tlisho ktano is a meshores. Over here, there's a tlisho gdoilo. That means there's a sort of a stop after the word loy. And according to the way I explained pshat in the pasuk, it would have made more sense to be a tlisho ktano. Loy chamoyer echod mehem nasosi. But the Torah over here has a tlisho gdoilo, which is a mafsik, ein yodea. Posuk tezayin vayomer Moshe el Korach atov v'chol adosecho heyu lifnei Adonai atov ohem ve'aharon mochor. Says Moshe to Korach, you and your entire gathering, the 250 men, all of you, and Dosan and Aviron, heyu lifnei Hashem, come in front of Hashem tomorrow, you and them, namely the 250 men, and Aaron tomorrow. Says Rashi Vohim Adoscho. Don't think Adhaim is referring to other people not mentioned in the Posuk. It's the same Adoscho mentioned at the beginning of the Posuk. Posuk Yudzayen Ukru Ishmach Tosoy Unisatem Alehem Ketoires Vinkavtem Lifni Adoinoi Ishmach Tosoy Chamishim Umosai Machtois Vatove Aharoin Ishmach Tosoy. And all of you, each one take their shovel and put keturis on it. And all of you will come in front of Hashem, each one with his shovel, namely the 250 shovels, and you, Korach, and Aaron, each one with their respective shovel. Says Rashi, V'kravtem ish machtosoi, that's referring to chamishim umosayim ish bochem. Namely, the beginning of the pasuk, ukhu ish machtosoi, that's like a title. Everybody take their machtos. Now let's break it up. The 250 machtois plus Korach and Aaron, a sum total of 252 machtois. Dosom and Aviram, it seems that they did not take part in the Ktoires test. Posu Gudchet, Vainkru, Ish machtosoi, Vaitinu alihem, Eish, Voyosimu alihem, Ketoires, Vayamdu, Pesach, Oy Helmoyed, Umoysheve Aharoin. And the next day came, and each one took his shovel, and they put on it keturis, and they're standing at the entrance of the Mishkan, together with Moshe and Aharon. Posuk Yutes, Vayakel Alehem Korach, Es Kol Hoido El Pesach Oyel Moed, Vayirochev Oyed Adonai El Kol Hoido. And the whole night, Korach was busy gathering the entire nation and convincing them, it is not only about me and the 250 men, I'm fighting for all of you, I'm fighting for the rights of all of us. And they gathered them all to the entrance of Oyel Moed, and Hashem's glory appeared with the cloud of glory to the entire nation. Says Rashi v'yakel adem Korach, b'divrei leitzonus. He convinced them. It's not about me alone. What's going on over here? They're taking all the positions. The entire nation is koloido. They're all convinced to fight Moshe Rabbeinu, or at least to see, to stand on the sidelines and see who's going to win this fight. Adkan, the first part of the first topic of Parshas Korach, Machloikes Korach Va'adosoi against Moshe Rabbeinu.